Good morning, 8:10 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Friday morning. We have Charles Skank of Skank Insurance here on our Ask the Expert segment. Good morning, Charles. How are you doing?
Good morning, James. I'm well.
Good deal. What is our verse of the day?
It is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. It reads, "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." 1 Corinthians 2:9.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for that, Charles. And, you know, we are in the middle of kind of this Medicare shopping season, if you will. Everything going pretty good with that?
It's doing well. Just appointments from morning till afternoon, just first thing in the morning to later in the afternoon. So it's been good, but it's been great to reconnect with our clients and also meet new clients that come along the way as well.
That's really good. So having new folks in the door is always nice. And, you know, a reminder here that the birthdays don't just stop because of, you know, Medicare seniors or something like that. You know, people are always turning 65. And, you know, a lot of folks, especially, I know, once they are getting ready to approach that birthday, I'm sure they're getting all sorts of mailings and phone calls. And I think, as you kind of said before, those folks kind of have a target on their back. So, you know, what should we know for the folks, especially new to Medicare?
Yeah, that's a good point. We talk about Medicare sort of like everybody knows what it is, but there's a lot of people that are just sort of tuning in that are turning 65, and maybe you've had employer coverage for years and years, and you're going to be leaving employer coverage when you leave your work, or you're going to be turning 65 and going on to Medicare. So Medicare is a program for people that are 65 and above, or with certain health conditions below 65. But it was started in 1965 as a program for health coverage for people that were leaving the workforce that didn't have any health coverage. And original Medicare is made up of two parts. Part A is for hospital coverage, and Part B is for doctor coverage, doctor bills. And those two original parts are there. But original Medicare by itself has three main holes. And the first hole is that it covers 80% of your bills. And so that leaves a 20% gap that is not covered, that's on you, you're on the hook for. So that means if you have $100,000 worth of bills, for example, you could be on the hook for $20,000. The second hole in original Medicare is for prescription drugs. There's no coverage for prescription drugs. And thirdly, there's no coverage for dental, vision, or hearing. And so some people might think, well, original Medicare is all that I need. That's the only thing. Well, you're going to have some holes in your coverage there. And you're going to be incurring some penalties for at the same time. And so our role is to help people as they transition from their employer coverage or whatever coverage they had previous to Medicare, as they transition to Medicare, to help them evaluate their options and to look at how to cover those holes.
I was going to ask you, too, about that, because about those penalties. Because people are like, wow, well, you know, why would I be penalized for not doing something or whatever? Can you explain maybe a little bit more what people should know, especially for this group that is turning 65?
So for a Medicare prescription drug plan, there is if you do not sign up for one, there's a penalty that's building up. They're not going to charge you that penalty until down the road. If you get on a Medicare prescription drug plan, you will start paying a penalty at that time, and it will last for the rest of your life. And so we help people to avoid those penalties and have coverage in place, so that's not a problem. And so you might say, well, that's not a big deal. But the thing is, sometimes prescription meds can run into the thousands of dollars, and there's significant savings by having a prescription drug plan in place. And so maybe you might not have any meds right now. There are prescription drug plans that cost as low as 50 cents a month that are very cheap. And if you don't take meds, just get on a plan like that And then down the road, if you're, it's a good, we try to shop for our clients a prescription drug plan every year to make sure they're on the most price effective one. And so that's just another way that you can avoid some of the pitfalls that are out there.
Yeah, because in the future, you know, maybe you're not taking anything now, but maybe in the future you might get prescribed something. And obviously none of us have a crystal ball to look into and know. So this is a really cheap way to kind of cover your bases, right?
That's right. That's right.
So what else, as you know, people may be approaching that 65th birthday, is there some things that maybe we should do kind of before that, people we should do on it and after? You know, what does this kind of look like?
So if you're approaching 65 and you're still working, one of the common myths out there is that you need to get on Medicare Part A and Part B and stay on your work plan, your work coverage. And you actually want to either stay on your work plan and don't get on Medicare Part B and go on down the road until you leave your employer and then get on Medicare Part B. You will not, there's another penalty that we haven't talked about yet. There's a penalty for not having Part B. But if you have creditable coverage from your employer, you do not have that Part B building up. As long as you have in a workplace with more than 20 employees, you will not have a penalty for getting on Part B at a later time, as long as you get it within 63 days of leaving your employer. And so you do not need to get Part B. The price for Part B for 2023 was $164.90. So you definitely don't want to have that with your employer coverage. That's an extra layer of coverage unnecessarily that you're going to be just throwing dollars away by doing that. So either get on one or the other. And what we help our prospects or our clients do as they're turning 65 and still in the workplace, we look at what it costs for them to be on their employer coverage and what it costs for them to go to Medicare only and leave their employer coverage. And if it's most cost effective, whatever's most cost effective is the way that we encourage them to go. And we look at not just the premium, what it comes out of their paycheck for them to be on their employer coverage, but also what their deductibles are with their employer coverage or what their deductibles would be with Medicare as well. So we just compare those options and help our clients to make an informed decision on what they should do.
So if someone was going to meet with you to kind of do that comparison, would they just need to bring in their current insurance card then?
It'd actually be even better if they could bring in a pay stub.
Okay.
That shows the withholding for their health insurance, or just take a picture of it, or just have it in their mind of what they pay per paycheck or per month for their health insurance. Then we can compare it side by side with going on to Original Medicare only or to stay on their employer plan.
Oh, that's really good to know. So that way, you know, people can make the most use of their time. What else?
So another thing is, I find that a lot of times people that have been in the workplace, they really like their employer coverage. Not all the time, but sometimes they really like their employer coverage. It really fits them. It's sort of what they're used to. And what we can do is help them to custom fit and tailor fit a plan in retirement that matches their employer benefits. So if you had Delta Dental, for example, as the dental plan at your employer, we offer Delta Dental. If you had VSP for vision, we offer that as well. And we can look at your medical deductibles, copays, charges, all that, and try the best that we can to match those sort of what you're used to so that to make that transition as easy as possible.
Oh, that's really great, because I know in normal, typical Medicare, that's not going to really cover the vision and dental, right?
That's true. That's
so
true.
To be able to kind of bridge that gap a little bit.
Right.
That's great. So anything else that we should be, you know, thinking about for those folks who are turning 65 who are you know, looking at this this big, you know, Medicare word and trying to make sense of all that?
Well, I just want to say congratulations for turning 65. A lot of people don't make it that far. And that this might feel daunting to go into Medicare, especially if you're used to your employer plan or maybe your spouse's employer plan or whatever the case may be. but there's many people that make that transition. They're very happy, and we help try to clear up any kind of confusion and answer the questions. We're also a local resource, so you can just come right to our front desk, come right set face-to-face, and get answers. And we go to bat for you to help you understand and also just clear up any kind of confusion and just be a local resource.
Well, that's a really great reminder, Charles. You know, you don't have to wait on the phone forever and ever trying to get through some sort of thing to talk to a live human. You know, you guys are right here in Southeast Kansas.
Yeah, I would say be careful who you listen to. There's lots of voices out there trying to steer you one way. And a lot of times they'll use urgency as this sort of this prod to try to get you to make a decision. Just like, oh, you've got to decide now. You've got to do this now. And anytime you hear that urgency, just be careful, because they're trying to get you to make a decision. And the decision that they're trying to get you to make is going to work in their financial favor. And that's them making a commission is not a bad thing. But then when you try to get them on the phone later on, there's a good chance that you'll never talk to that person again. And so they're just trying to put you somewhere and trying to get you to make a decision. They get paid a little bit of money, and then they don't ever want to hear from you again. We are privileged to hear from our clients, most of them yearly, at least yearly, and sometimes more often than that. And so just be careful who is influencing your decision, because there's lots of voices, lots of mail, lots of, you know, act now. But there's a lot of fine print there as well that can trip you up.
Well, that's a really good reminder. Charles, you want to give us that number for the folks who are listening and maybe not don't have that written down to get a hold of you and maybe set up an appointment?
Yeah, call our office, 620-331-8800. And if you are just considering retiring, thinking about it, or on the verge of it any minute, any day, just call our office and we can help you get the process started to transition into Medicare. Sure. And help you understand the landscape.
Yeah, even if you just want to gather a little bit more information to weigh your options, because you guys have seen this before.
Yeah, there's no fee. There's no fee to talk to us. There's no charge. This is what we do.
That's great. Well, how about we take a quick break, Charles? We'll be back with more as we continue our Ask the Expert segment here on the Mighty 690. Back here, coming up on 8:24 on the Mighty 690, we continue our chat with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance on our Ask the Expert segment. And Charles, we've been talking about, you know, not only you guys helping folks out with, you know, retirement and all this sort of transition here, but, you know, you also help people out with AEP and this, you know, time to do some, you know, Medicare shopping. And we do have some deadlines coming up and everything, but, you know, what do people need to know about that?
December 7th is quickly approaching, and if you're on Medicare and you haven't reviewed your Medicare options for 2024, I would encourage you to call our office, set an appointment, and we do the review over the phone or in person, and you can just know that you've done a quick evaluation and that you're in the best position for saving money and for being in a good place for the coming year. There's some big changes this year as far as prescription drug plans, as far as Advantage plans. The Advantage plan that was the best for 2023 might not be the best one for 2024. And we've seen quite a bit of changes in this area this year. And so there's benefits out there with other plans that you might not be aware of. We can help acquaint you with those and to help you make an informed decision and just get in the best position possible for the upcoming year.
No, that is a great reminder, Charles, and, you know, a good resource. But again, people need to go ahead and get on your calendar, because I know that, you know, we really don't want to wait until the very last minute on this, because, you know, you're going to be filling up.
That's right. Next week is half taken up with Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We're going to be closed on Thursday and Friday, of course, for Thanksgiving. I want to wish all of our clients, our listeners, a happy Thanksgiving.
but do make plans to review your options and make sure you're in the best plan that you can be on.
For sure. So, Charles, if people want to, you know, make an appointment, come see you in person, talk to you over the phone, where can we find you?
So our main office is at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence, right down from Waters True Value. Phone number is 620-331-8800. Our website is skankinsurance.com. That's SCHENCK. And we look forward to meeting you.
Excellent. Well, Charles, really appreciate you coming on by this morning and bringing us up to date with all that good stuff. And I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk here again real soon.
Thank you, James. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. That is Charles Skank of Skank Insurance here on the Mighty 690. Coming up here in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be talking with Alicia Melton from Touch of Life Ministries. That's on the way here on KGGF.